Now here's some Reach Radio music news. With the announcement of his induction to the Country Music Hall of Fame on Tuesday, Ricky Skaggs has become one of a small handful of artists so recognized who've made historic marks on both country and bluegrass music. The 63-year-old singer and mandolin player has become a patriarch of today's bluegrass scene. Some of the younger fans hearing his band Kentucky Thunder at the nation's top festivals may not know, however, that in the 1980s, Skaggs was a giant on country radio, with a run of hits like Highway 40 Blues.
Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb.
But if anyone can claim original bluegrass roots, it's Skaggs. The Cordell, Kentucky native performed with Flatton Scruggs and Bill Monroe before his 8th birthday. He and friend Keith Whitley toured with the pioneer Ralph Stanley in the 1970s. Then as a solo country act, Skaggs scored 12 number ones and was named CMA Entertainer of the Year in 1985. After his radio career slowed, he went back to bluegrass as an artist and advocate with the 1997 album Bluegrass Rules. Garth Brooks announced the induction by noting Skaggs' skills and his reverence.
In the mid-1990s, he made a promise to Bill Monroe as the father of bluegrass music was nearing the end of his life that he would help to keep the flame of the music that Monroe created alive.
An emotional Skaggs picked up the theme in his acceptance speech.
We honor our fathers and honor the elders of the music, and just thinking about all the people that's in this hallowed room here, we're still standing on their shoulders.
Also inducted for 2018 are the influential singer and songwriter Dottie West, who died in 1991, and star Western swing fiddler Johnny Gimble, who passed away in 2015. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havighurst.